there's certainly no barriers in terms of gender. Students wanting to come to study history at university. I mean, the barriers to studying history are actually much more to do, apply to both sexes, and they're much more to do with particularly parental consciousness or parental perceptions that history is actually not a terribly useful subject. Again, through the work I've done with History UK and the surveys we've been doing, we've been trying to look at figures, and the gender balance at MA level is already beginning to sort of swing against women. There are more men at MA level, as far as I can see in some preliminary work I've done, and likewise at doctoral level. But I think with the profession we need to understand why that is in order to do something to mitigate it. So you start with this 50-50 balance of student male and female students going into studying history. And then in fact the funnel narrows and they get squeezed out at MA level and PhD level. Mm. So there are lots of good women with PhDs looking for jobs, but actually they're a much smaller percentage than their male counterparts. And I'm also not sure why there is the narrowing at MA level. So it means that actually when you advertise posts, I mean, we've filled a number recently, you get far more men than women applying for it. Except in a number of specialised subject areas. If you advertise a job in 20th century history, you will get a much larger number of men applying than women. There are more women medievalists, interestingly enough, than not more than men, but I think the numbers are better balanced. I think it is something that the profession is going to have to address, because unless we can produce a cohort with PhDs where there's better gender balance, then in fact we're not going to address it.